Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Peter Myers, our guest. He's the author of Creating and Dominating New Markets and Warp Speed Growth. Peter, tell us how we can find you online.
Well, the easiest way to do that is take one of those two book names and add .com to it, and we'll look at the stuff there.
WarpSpeedGrowth.com or CreatingandDominatingNewMarkets.com. Check it out and then find out what Peter does for his clients as an international world-class business consultant. Peter, we're talking about maturity and the relationship between the symbiosis between maturity and youthfulness. And that's that's an interesting way to think about these two ideas, these two concepts, these two states of being that I've never really heard anybody put together before, and especially and apply it to a small business. Tell us more.
Well, that's why we do it on your show, Jim, is because we break new ground.
Breaking news.
Youthful and mature.
Exactly.
So I think the way that I'd want to look at it is that maturity is not a state. Maturity is an activity. Just like So I don't leave youth to go to maturity. I don't ossify there. Instead, when I get to maturity, I continue to rest in the action of my youth, if that makes any sense.
Say that again.
I continue to rest in the action of my youth.
Okay.
I know what needs to be done to improve my business. I know that I need to solve real problems, not problems that are perceived by my customer. I know I need to balance the cost and the retail price. I don't need to learn those things again, but I need to act on them. And that action is the acting while I'm at rest and learning. I'm learning new things instead. I never stop learning. I'm always in action.
So can we say, would it be okay for me to say maturity is recognition that of the things that I've learned, that you know, that are still valuable, which would be the fundamentals, recognizing that I have to use the fundamentals of business. But as I apply those fundamentals, do them with a youthful perspective. Would that be a decent way to say what you're saying?
A very accurate way. And then let's go back to the center.
Pardon me, Peter, but the reason I want to stick in here, folks, I really, really hope you're listening to what Peter's saying here. This is so important because he's, for the first time, I've never heard anybody else help you understand that you have to have and the youthfulness, the maturity of the fundamentals, you know what those are, cash flow management, et cetera, et cetera. But you've got to apply them to 21st century reality, which is the youthfulness, right? Right, Peter?
Yes. And we have to make our own sense of how that reality works for ourselves and our customers and partners and apply it there.
All right. So how do we do that?
We go back to the Santa Claus analogy. Every day I walk into my office with the baggage of history, and every day I have the option of either living according to what was once true or by saying, okay, what would be more accurate for tomorrow, and therefore I want to drop off the history of yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do that with everything. I still make coffee the same way I used to, but there are things that are very important that I stop and I ask myself during the process, baggage, or is this the way things are going to be? And when I'm talking to customers, I especially want to be thinking about that. I want to rest in the action of listening to them discuss their problems, new and fresh,
well,
every day.
Here's an example of a real activity, a real task that I do all the time, and I encourage, I beg and plead with small business owners to do exactly what I'm doing. Of all the things that you might say, well, just because Blasingame does that doesn't mean I should. This isn't one of them. And that is my 12-month cash flow projection just a simple spreadsheet. So that document, that file, those formulas are a very mature part of my business because I've been doing it for years and years. The line items on that in that file are not old. Many of them are brand new. So they're the line items are the youth part of my cash management, but the cash management itself is not youthful. It's mature.
The process you use to analyze is an ongoing maturity. The changes you make every day with what goes into that budget is an example of you.
Mm-hmm.
The Ask Jim process that you've built and do so well with
mm-hmm.
wouldn't have existed 5-10 years ago, would it? When you and I first started talking, it wouldn't even have been an idea.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And yeah. That's an example of applying youth to maturity.
Mm-hmm.
And did we make mistakes along the way as we built things like Ask Jim? The answer is yes. The maturity is moving beyond the mistakes.
Mm-hmm. There's something, Peter, that I'd like to point out to the young folks. This is a good lesson for young folks realizing that everything, you know, sometimes generation gets the idea that the only things that matter are the new things, and that they don't. And so I just like to encourage the 20-somethings that what Peter's saying is this is you're talking yin and yang here, aren't you, Peter? This is you can't have one without the other.
You don't ever give up the process that works.
Mm-hmm.
You give up the baggage of the details.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's going to be on the test, folks. We'll take a quick break. Peter Meyer and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
But when you're walking down the street, you ain't had enough.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.